Among the states we're watching today as they count ballots, some of the so-called blue wall states, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan, for the last 25 years, Michigan had reliably voted for the Democratic presidential candidate. That was until 2016, when President Trump won by just over 10,000 votes, less than half a percentage point. Let's see how things are shaping up there now. We have with us Michigan Radio Zoe Clark, who joins us now from Ann Arbor. Hey, Zoe.
Hey, Tanya.
So Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson said she expects all votes to be counted by tonight. What's the status of the count so far?
Right. So we just heard from her a little while ago, and there's about 100,000 still outstanding ballots that need to be counted throughout the state. And she said, interestingly enough, that a lot of those are coming from cities, Democratic-leaning cities like Detroit and Grand Rapids.
Are those the specific areas, the cities that you're watching for? And I'm thinking about some of the really important counties as well.
Absolutely. I know you know Michigan well, and so we're definitely keeping an eye on Wayne County, which is where Detroit is, Macomb County, which of course is, you know, home of the Reagan Democrats, and then Kent County, which is where the city of Grand Rapids is on the west side of the state.
100,000 ballots, that's what you said, right? 100,000 ballots.
Yep.
Michigan voters approved no reason absentee ballot voting in the state in 2018, and this is the first presidential election where it's been used. Tell us a little bit more about the turnout in the state, both in person and by mail.
Yeah, absolutely. Historic turnout. This was the first presidential race. It's really sort of apples to oranges if you look at the absentee ballot numbers, but over 3 million returned absentee ballot votes, and then another more than 2 million who showed up at the polls. So we are already above the historic turnout that Barack Obama saw in Michigan in 2008 and still counting from there.
Okay, 2008, Obama, but 2016, Trump won by a razor-thin margin. As I mentioned, just over 10,000 votes. There was a recount in the state requested by Jill Stein, the Green Party candidate back then. With the minute I have with you, do you think a very close margin this year will lead to legal action and a recount?
It certainly could. We just heard from President Trump that it looks like they are already talking about a recount in Wisconsin, of course, Michigan's neighbor. So it's something that we'll have to wait and see. But I can tell you that Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, part of what is taking so much time is that this is a very, very thorough count. And she said she's ready to have it stand up against any legal challenges from either side, I should say, of the political spectrum.
That's Michigan Radio's program director, Zoe Clark. As always, thank you so much.
Thanks, Tanya. Great to talk to you as always.